And welcome back to Dog Pound Report. As you know, the Browns are extremely active when it comes to social media. And this week, we turn to Phil Taylor for our social post of the week. And here's what he was doing. And I think Browns fans should be excited about this, too. Hanging out with Mike Bowie, a guy they picked up on waivers last year. I know you're high on Bowie. Not everyone knows about him.
Yeah, absolutely. Two guys getting their rehab on, which is good, so they can be ready to take the field. But Bowie's a guy who started 8 games for the Seattle Seahawks in 2013 when they went to the Super Bowl at right tackle. He was a physical guy, a good run blocker, paving the way for Marshawn Lynch, actually the 12th graded run blocking tackle that year by Pro Football Focus. So he's a guy who can bring some intensity, some physicality to the line. He'll compete for a spot on that right side with Mitchell Schwartz and John Greco.
All right, we talked about Phil Taylor just a little bit earlier in the show. How healthy is he and how ready is he going to be for this season?
He's going to be very ready. He's excited to be back there. Remember, he's in a contract year. He's going to be motivated. He's being moved to the nose tackles we talked about. So I think he's ready to go.
Beyond Phil Taylor, who are the other big impact players that are coming back from injury?
Well, I'm going to say Alex Mack, obviously. Sure. I think the best center in the National Football League come back. And don't forget Deshaun Gibson missed a lot of time as well, the Pro Bowl safety. So I think those two are going to have the biggest impacts for this team.
All right, Kawan Williams, anybody else that you're thinking?
I love Kawan.
We got to make this happen.
You know? Yeah, you need Kawan Williams. The guy that I'm also excited to see is my man Armani Bryant. I think he's really going to be an effective pass rusher for this team. Season cut short this year. I think he's going to have an opportunity to be a big player this season.
All right, Nathan, it's time for our favorite part of the show.
Yes.
Where we look into the crystal ball and we tell you what we are convinced is going to happen this week. You go ahead first.
I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking WrestleMania. I'm talking San Francisco. And I'm talking Cleveland's own The Miz in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. It's the only thing he hasn't done at WrestleMania. He brings it home for Cleveland as we start a winning streak for this season.
I don't know if I'm more confused between that and compensatory picks, but I'm going to watch just for you tonight. I'm going to get hooked.
WrestleMania,
I'm like a Hulk Hogan kind of guy.
Okay, that's the golden era. That's
I'm like Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. Those are the guys. Now this is a new generation. This is a guy from Cleveland, and he's been done it. He's won the main event at WrestleMania in the past, and he's going to win the Battle Royal tonight.
All right. I'm on board. I'll be watching. So listen, here's my bold prediction for this week. Spring is finally here. I'm a little bit tired of the gray weather. We had the NCAA tournament this past weekend, and it was not exactly Chamber of Commerce weekend for them to come on into town. But you know what? Feel much better. Mark Johnson has promised me that we'll have better weather this week for you to go out and play golf.
Let's go play golf. This is a great city in the spring and summer and fall. Let's get there. It's right. The time is now. Let's get the good weather going. Let's get out there and we'll play a little small ball, Mr. Basket.
Sounds good to me. We'll hit them straight on one of our local courses. All right, Dog Pound, thanks for joining us this week. Before we go, in case you missed the cue on Inside the Cleveland Browns, here's your second chance to win Luke Bryan concert tickets at First Energy Stadium on September 5th. All you have to do is log on to clevelandbrowns.com/BrownsTV. Then enter the keyword summer. And I also want to make sure that you tune into Nathan Zagura this week on Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850. And then I'm right back here on News Channel 5 at 6 and 11 and on 92.3 The Fan with my good friend Jeff Phelps. You wrap it up, my friend.
Don't forget, we bark together, Cleveland, on the Dog Pound Report.